The federal government has responded to the unrest in Burma by announcing targeted financial sanctions against the military regime. That's despite claims from Australian ambassadors to the country, past and present, that sanctions are ineffective. Other Burma observers agree and say political reform is even less likely now than in recent years when there were more moderate influences within the military. Paula Kruger reports.
The Prime Minister, John Howard, says he is moved by the courage and commitment shown by the demonstrators in Burma and is deeply concerned by the military's heavy-handed suppression of peaceful protests.
Now, this is a thoroughly loathsome regime and the repression is appalling. I'm glad that the United Nations is saying something about it, and I hope that it can take some concerted action through the Security Council.
The Prime Minister says he plans to implement targeted financial sanctions against Burma. He says the Foreign Minister, Alexander Downer, is also instructing diplomatic missions in China, India and key Southeast Asian nations to encourage Burma's neighbours and allies to push for genuine reform. That is on top of a long-standing ban on all defence exports to Burma. Speaking at a pro-democracy rally in Sydney, Greens Senator Kerry Nettle says the government's measures don't go far enough.
The Greens are calling on Alexander Downer to suspend our security ties with Burma, which see AFP personnel in Burma now training the Burmese military regime in counter-terrorism activities. We think that the Australian companies that are operating in Burma should have their activities investigated and looked at by the Australian government.
The US President George W. Bush has also announced tougher economic sanctions on the regime and its financial backers. But Professor Carl Thayer from the School of Humanities and Social Sciences at the University of New South Wales says such sanctions are unlikely to hurt the government in Burma, also known as Myanmar.
The regime in Myanmar is riding on a high with oil and gas exports and earnings from that. That's given them a new confidence. They have a massive cross-border trade with China, much of it unofficial. The Thai border works like a sieve with smuggling. So they've endured attempts by the international community to isolate them before, and they're not daunted by that.
Australia's ambassador to Burma, Rob Davis, says the military is currently ignoring international pressure for political reform, while former ambassador Trevor Wilson says sanctions could do more harm than good.
US sanctions and any other sanctions imposed at this point could only make things worse, could make the regime, the generals, more determined to take matters into their own hands. In the long term, sanctions play a role, there's no doubt about that. But I think we need a different approach, what Gareth Evans would have called preventive diplomacy. We've had unilateral sanctions for almost 20 years and they have not worked.
Burma observers say if there is to be political reform, India and more importantly China must put more pressure on the military regime. Neither nation want instability and both have called for calm, but political reform may bring its own uncertainties. The long-held belief is that if there is to be change in Burma, it has to come from within the military. That was a possibility when former intelligence chief General Kin Nguyen was in the government. He is now under house arrest, and there are concerns there is no middle ground in the army. Professor Carl Thayer again.
The regime has shown a consistency, and that's to strengthen the military and proceed on its roadmap. When all is said and done, they want a political structure that prevents them from being singled out for repression and for crimes in the past, and that gives them a block on any progress in the future. They have a veto in the political structure.
Professor Carl Thayer from the University of New South Wales speaking to Paula Kruger.